teachers, counselors, paraprofessionals, and other educators, members of United Educators San Francisco rallied Tuesday in front of the district office, demanding immediate action to address another payroll system failure. Beginning on July 1st, the San Francisco Unified School District transferred its payroll, benefits, and accounting systems to a new platform called Frontline, paying $20 million to replace EM Power, whose 2022 rollout was a multi-million dollar disaster, causing nearly 10,000 employee complaints due to miscalculated or misallocated paychecks and benefits, which led the district to declare a state of emergency. With Frontline, already, the same errors are rearing their ugly heads. Leslie Hu is a community school coordinator at Martin Luther King Middle School. She spent her summer working to help train family liaisons and other community-facing SFUSD staff. She says she has not been paid.
I am owed over $6,000 that I was supposed to be paid several weeks ago. I'm supposed to get paid at the end of the month. They sent an email saying, well, because of the new system, they're going to pay me on August 5th. That was last week, and I have not gotten paid at all, nor have I gotten any message around that.
Who is one of 150 SFUSD employees who have reported missing or erroneous paychecks? School Board President Phil Kim said, quote, implementation of any new software will have its challenges, but I'm encouraged to hear that over 97% of the paychecks issued as of today have been accurate. United Educators Executive Vice President Frank Lara, however, expressed concern that the number of frontline system errors already, with a comparatively small number of summer staff on payroll, is cause for concern that, by the end of August, with teachers and students returning to school next Monday, problems will proliferate.
Teachers, certificated folks, social workers, nurses, those folks are going to be paid at the end of the month. And if we're not seeing a proactive approach to the district wanting to make sure that all the peculiarities, they have different classifications under different supervisors, making sure timesheets are approved, if they haven't figured it out by then, we're going to have a major crisis at the end of the month. And that's not fair to our members, and the Board of Education needs to be held responsible.
United Educators San Francisco filed an unfair labor practice against the district, as misdistributed paychecks have also affected the collection of union dues. United Educators Vice President for Paraeducators Tiana Tillery says that, though the number of errors might right now be small, the impact of each misdelivered paycheck should not be overlooked.
Let me tell you, this is not just a payroll delay. This is a writ eviction notice. This is choosing between food and medicine. This is stress and sleepless nights. And for what? Because SFUSD can't get its act together? We are the backbone of this district. We support students with disabilities, English learners, and kids that need us the most. We wipe tears, we break up fights, we keep classrooms running. And yet, when it comes to paying us what we've earned, suddenly there's technical issues.
The cost of living in the Bay Area makes an on-time paycheck especially important. In 114 out of 118 Bay Area school districts, early career teachers cannot afford to rent a one-bedroom apartment in the city where they work. With an extreme teacher shortage and a $59 million district budget deficit, the frontline payroll issues are the latest in a series of SFUSD crises. Both the SFUSD teachers and administrators unions' contracts expired as of this summer, and both unions will demand pay raises, fully funded healthcare, and protections against replacement by AI when they return to the bargaining table next Monday. For KPFA, I'm Jacques Leiberger-Martel.